It's 70 degrees at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, a quick glance at the board here, Bill, shows me a little bit of green. What are we seeing so far this morning?
Yeah, the grain markets are higher this morning. We're kind of at a day that's been a milestone the last couple of years, and I think it's possible we could see some volatility as we go through the day, but the last 2 years we've seen the markets take out like the July lows on this day, this last day of August, and then kind of made early harvest lows at that point. We're trying to prevent that, I guess, today. There are some positive things out here this morning. Let's take a look at the markets first here, though. December corn is at 358.5. That's up 2 cents. We're down still about 5 cents for the week on corn. The soybeans, November beans are at 834, up 2.5, and soybeans are down about 19 cents for the week. Once again, we've had a lower week. And wheat is right now up 10.75 on the December, which is 545.75, and wheat's up about 8 cents for the week. So once again, the wheat's kind of been the leader to the upside here. Trade is still an issue out there. It seems like every time that we have verbiage about the trade and the tariffs and that we tend to put some pressure on the markets. I think that happened to the outside markets yesterday, and they've come back some here today. This morning, though, we did have yesterday we had China report the fifth case of the African swine fever. That's an issue, and you know that could really kind of hurt their demand in the long run here. The Argentine peso was under big pressure yesterday and dropped about 13%. That's an issue that probably is kind of friendly from our standpoint. We also had FC Stone out yesterday estimating their new crop yields, and they're down a little bit compared to their last month estimates. That kind of seems to be a trend in the trade that on the corn side of things, they're thinking the corn may be a little bit less than what the August report was, and the soybeans may be a little bit higher than what the August report was. We had deliveries last night, big deliveries on both corn and beans, about as expected on corn, but beans had very heavy deliveries, which is not unusual with the weak basis that we have on soybeans that we'd see deliveries. The funds are still heavy shorts in the market, and I think that with this day that we've got, the end of the month here, and this August 31st date that I was saying, we did have some sales to unknown destinations, 274,000 metric tons of corn and 250,000 metric tons of beans, so that's kept us positive. But about anything that could happen today, it's a pivotal day, like I say. I think the volume's probably going to be light, so we could see some movement in the market, and the trade news is probably going to be the final factor as to how we end up today.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign on this Friday morning. Let's take a quick check of current conditions across our listening area this morning. Right now we're at 70 degrees with some sunshine here in Urbana, 67 degrees in Bloomington, Normal, 66 in Decatur, 68 in Danville, and 69 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies with a high of 84 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is next. It's 9 o'clock.